Hi, welcome to Shh, We're Reading Dirty Books. This is a special series called Shh, We're Talking Fantasy Football,
a podcast for people who like paranormal romance novels and football.
I'm Sayla.
And I'm Kalina.
We almost forgot our names there for a second.
We got them.
What?
Nothing. Everything makes noise. It's impossible to be silent and quiet.
I forgot that we were doing this unedited.
That is right. So listen to us smack and the chairs and all of the noises, guys. Sorry. Okay. Coming in, week two, fantasy football. We got to recap what happened for us in week one and then kind of talk about our projections for the future, what's going forward down in week two. So good news, everyone. As predicted, we killed it week one.
Yes. We had the second overall highest score.
So now we're second in the league. Yeah. We had 126.08 points, which blew our projected 112. So we're awesome. Our opponent only scored 94.
That's right. Sorry, not sorry, kiddos.
Not sorry, little kid. So we beat them. And that is, you know, even with, I think, only two of our starters outperformed their projection.
Yeah.
They just performed by a shit ton.
Sure.
Like, Kenny Stills projected 8 points, gets 20 fucking six.
Thank you, Kenny Stills.
Yeah. Everyone else did well, but they just didn't outperform
right
their projection.
We didn't get any negative points, which is a positive.
Our opponent got, so.
Yes.
Guess what, Garrett Blunt not running forward didn't help them.
It's funny, because it's not us.
It's not us.
So.
But now we're heading into week two, and we play Boo.
Which is, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Only you can do that. I really shouldn't have done that.
I don't care if you do. I think it's fucking hilarious.
Well, it's his name. It's not that's what he named it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's totally Boo.
His team.
Boo is Vietnamese, and so he totally played on it.
It's an intentional name.
It works for him. He's had that name since the beginning. Whatever. Okay. So, yeah, we're going up against him. That's right. We are projected to win, but, like,
it's a smaller margin of victory projection this time, which is nerve-wracking. We've already made a choice that maybe we're going to regret.
Yeah, I think this is about the moment you guys all jump down our throats and say, what the fuck were you thinking?
I would like to preface the preceding topic with why I made the choice. So I'm sitting there.
What you doing?
I'm sitting there Thursday afternoon, and I'm looking at our team, and we've got one guy slated to play Thursday night. So that means you have to make a choice right then and there. Are you playing him or are you not playing him? Because you can't move him after the game starts. So we have, like, hours to make this choice, and this man is AJ Green, wide receiver for the Bengals. He'd done well last week. He got 11 out of 12 or something, but hadn't been stellar. Dalton had done well, but again, not like nothing crazy. And they're playing the Ravens tonight on Thursday Night Football. Ravens have the number one pass defense. They had held Buffalo to the fewest passing yards of anyone last week. They just were supposed to beat the shit out of out of the Bengals, and not, and whether they won or not, they were supposed to make it hard for Dalton to connect with AJ Green in a pass capacity.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I also had on the bench Chris Goodwin from Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who did really well last week. He was on my bench then and did really well, 17 points.
Yeah.
And everything says that DeSean Jackson had his concussion last week, and so he's still not cleared 100% to play. We won't know until Sunday, but if he doesn't play, Chris Goodwin's going to get the throws. He's going to get the targets.
Yes.
And he did well last. He did well last week after Jackson went out. And so I just like, that seems good. They have a better matchup with Philly. Like, Philly's not as good defensively against the pass. I just, when you looked at the matchup, they had Dalton with like a one-star matchup, yep. he was supposed to get just killed by the Ravens. Yep. They were not going to let him throw the ball.
Yeah.
It's halftime and they have 28 fucking points, all of them to
AJ Green.
Fuck!
22 points on our bench right now.
And we have half! Oh, God, you guys.
It was a hard, very, very hard decision. The argument made a lot of sense.
And I thought I was so smart.
Well, I think it is smart. I mean, you and I both decided to do it. I mean, we both had our reservations about it. I did say, well, maybe AJ's going to come back and just totally tear it up. But sure. It's just so hard. It's just so hard to make that determination. So we're now just, you know, hoping that Goodwin is going to...
He's
going to
score 30 points, and then we're going to look like goddamn geniuses. Right now, everyone's making fun of us.
Yes. Actually, they're being pretty nice to us.
That's true. It's just Dan. But he knows.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone else has realized, except until we said, oh, yeah, AJ's on our bench.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so the best way to deal with this is just to make fun of ourselves.
Yes, we own it.
Which is what we're doing.
It was a smart move in the moment. I still hold that. I still feel like...
Sure.
All the research I did said he's just...
Yeah.
It's a tough matchup.
He's a very hard person to bench, though.
Yeah.
He's a very hard person.
I didn't do it lightly.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm sad.
Yeah. I don't think anybody else would have done it.
Well, that's why we never
I'm not hating. I'm not even mad. I'm still having fun, and this is cool. I mean, we're still projected to win, and I'm hoping that the projections...
Yeah, if everyone else holds their projections, then we still win, even with 22 fucking points on the bench.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty awesome.
So
hopefully we still do, so.
We're just letting them catch up, that's all.
We're just giving them false hope.
Yeah, that's what we do.
So. All right, guys. That's week two in football. I don't think we have anything else to cover. Other than I hope all of you were smart enough and played AJ Green. And didn't bench him. Because you got scared of Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway. It's all good. So, we'll update you guys for week three about who won this week between us and Vu. So check in with us next week.
Yeah. Coming at you every Sunday during football season.
Okay.
I think we just hang up.
Okay.
Say goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
And then, you know, turn it off. Perfect.